Transfiguration Sunday, if you haven't got that one yet. Special Sunday set aside to reflect on the transfiguration of Jesus. It's an unusual term, transfiguration. Young people today probably best understand it thanks to Harry Potter books, where transfiguration is a main subject at the school Hogwarts. And there, transfiguration is about something changing into something else. Well, once we might have learnt the Greek or Latin backgrounds to the words transfiguration and metamorphosis, instead we recall a transfiguration class in which Professor McGonagall dramatically turns a raven into a goblet. I know young church are also going to be enjoying some Transformers this morning, a great toy that changes from one identity to another. But whatever door helps us open ourselves to this mystery, it's an invitation to see the way Jesus is transformed. Unlike Harry Potter's raven, Jesus wasn't being changed into something else, but rather becoming more who he really was. He shone with the glory of God. And that's what we're also invited to be, more truly who we are created to be. So what was going on? Jesus went up the mountain for a reason. He went there to pray. It seems this was a place where Jesus felt close to God, a place where he could pray in a way that was more helpful, especially as he faced Jerusalem and all that would hold. And transfiguration happened as he prayed. Transfiguration here is clearly located in prayer. Jesus was changed as he prayed. Changed so much that people saw the change. It's extraordinary. Jesus was accompanied in prayer by Moses and Elijah, these two incredibly significant Old Testament figures. And as his friends wake up, they see this radiant Jesus with these two prophets. And as Moses and Elijah are about to leave, Peter doesn't know what to say. And he blurts out, "It's good to be here. Let's put shelters up so we can stay." And this cloud comes down over them, and a voice is heard, reminiscent of Jesus' baptism, but this time addressing the disciples, saying, "This is my son whom I've chosen. Listen to him." The cloud goes, and Jesus is left alone again with his friends. I wonder if prayer transforms us too. Luke's text is clever. It points us both backward and forward. It points backward. Notice the way it starts with the words, 8 days after Jesus said this. Did you notice that? Does it make you go back and find out what Jesus had just said? Turns out the last thing he said in Luke's text is, "My child, get up." What's just happened that week earlier is that Jesus had healed the bleeding woman on his way to raise Jairus' daughter from the dead with those words, "My child, get up." Jesus has come to this place of prayer from a place in which he has been out with the people in their real life and death issues. He's been giving of himself in ministry. And the text also points forward. At the end of our reading, we hear God telling the disciples, "Listen to Jesus." So what Jesus is then going to say, they need to, especially here. So I look forward. What does Jesus say next? Is it the words of frustration that he's next recorded speaking, and the disciples are not able to heal a convulsing child? Words that are difficult to hear. Or is it the next words he speaks, starting to tell them that he will be delivered into the hands of men, words they didn't understand and were afraid to ask about? Or the next comments Jesus makes when the disciples are arguing about who is the greatest, when he takes a child and says, "Whoever welcomes this little child welcomes me. The least among you is the greatest." More words that perhaps weren't understood. And so it goes on. Next comes the conversation when the disciples tell Jesus they've tried to stop someone who was driving out demons in Jesus' name, but was not one of us. Jesus says, "No, don't stop him. Whoever is not against you is for you." And then when they arrive at a Samaritan village en route to Jerusalem and the people don't welcome him, the disciples offer to call down fire from heaven and destroy them, and Jesus rebukes them before taking them on to another village. Did they listen? Again and again, Jesus says things, and the disciples don't seem to understand. They don't seem to hear what Jesus is actually saying. The disciples seem to get so caught up with their own ideas about how it should be, how Jesus should be and how they should be, that they don't really hear what he tells them. Now imagine you've given me up on ever getting to the subject of blessing, for we still seem a long way off. But perhaps not. We place blessing at the end of our series of word belonging, believing, becoming, and blessing for a reason. Because there's a sense in which it is out of these other things, out of the belonging and believing and becoming, that we discover we are blessed and we are able to bless others in a new way. Out of these things, the people see and experience the change in us. And for me this week, the part of the Transfiguration story I want to draw us back to is that the transformation for Jesus happened as he chose the way of prayer. As he made the effort to climb the slopes. As he sought out those who might pray with him. As he made time and space because it was important. Of course people saw something remarkable in Jesus as he healed the woman and raised the child. Of course they saw something wondrous as he challenged their attitudes. But the moment they saw God's glory shining in him was as he chose to pray, as he sought to be close to his heavenly Father. It's not that we don't need to work for wholeness and reconciliation and justice. They are all vital to being the blessing that our world desperately needs. They were a vital part of Jesus' ministry, and we are no different. But we will be able to do all those things more effectively if we also head up that mountain to pray. That is where we will discover that we are not alone. That is where we will find affirmation. That is where we will be strengthened for what lies ahead. That is where we will be told to listen. I want to be able to say that up the mountain, when the disciples saw Jesus in a new way and glory, that it made them different too. That somehow they went back down the mountain transformed too, newly humble, ready to focus on what was truly important. But we know that wasn't actually the case. Their journey of misunderstanding continued. More failures were to come. But they were learning. This was another step in recognizing who Jesus was. Listening and transformation was not immediate, but they were learning. There is so much more for them to listen to in order for them to be a blessing, to be the ones who can bring healing and reconciliation and welcome, to be the ones who could build this new community. Pray, listen, seek the holy moments and treasure them. Then head back down the mountain to keep praying and keep listening as you go about the daily stuff of being a blessing. We need to take the transfiguration moments back down the mountain, to live them out amidst the suffering and the anxious. That's not just the challenge that was for Peter and James and John. That is our challenge. We are each invited to head up the mountain to pray, to see Jesus transfigured. We are each called to listen to Jesus. And we're each challenged to go back down the mountain and live differently. For we too are called to be transfigured. And transfigured for a purpose. So we can be a blessing for a world in great need. What happens on the mountain to be worth anything at all has to bring change at the bottom of the mountain too. This week, we head into Lent. A common time for people to spend more time in prayer. More time listening to God. May it be so for each one of us, in order that we might become more fully the people that we were created to be. Let's make the effort to climb the mountain, in order that we might better be a blessing to those around us when we return. And so here at KPC, we have a Lent challenge for you all. we decided something simple for Lent. These are hard times, and this is not a time to add a burden. So this is a light gift, an invitation for Lent. These purple bits of paper in there are your Lenten challenge, all in one page for the all of Lent, 6 weeks of Lent, all in a page, and we're inviting you to listen and to pray. So each week there will be something to especially listen to and something to especially pray about, to talk to God about. So it's not rocket science, it's going back to the basics, it's saying I'm going to listen, I'm going to pray, and I'm going to make the effort to do this in a new way, I'm going to be more intentional. So it starts off and it says, through this season of Lent, you're invited to listen and pray with more intention, to listen where otherwise you may not hear, and to talk with God about things you may not otherwise speak. This is not an invitation for burdensome activity, but rather a light gift with which you might deepen your relationship with God. So week one starts this Wednesday, the 2nd of March, on Ash Wednesday, and we'll keep going from the Wednesdays, and that will eventually take us through to Maundy Thursday. So from Wednesday, we're going to start listening intentionally to the sounds of creation, and we're going to pray about our care of creation and the way God calls us to care for the earth. Then it will go through. Week two is listening to the words of children. Week three is listening to the people we often hear simply as sound. Week four is listening to the people that you love most. Week five is listening to your own inner thoughts. And week six is listening to the Holy Spirit. So I invite you to, we're going to have these at the end when you go past the people at the door, and they will hand you one to take home and put somewhere. I've got a ribbon tied onto it because we've used ribbon in the past. When you undo it, you might want to pop your ribbon somewhere, on your key ring, on your something, that will remind you to keep listening intentionally and praying intentionally. So that's why they're done up with a ribbon other than just to look pretty. All right. Lawrence, can you lead us in our prayers of intercession, please?